Spent yesterday all regarding now the state's top law enforcement official. Very important topic to discuss right now. And indeed, part of a spotlight segment on Long Island, talking with Elaine Gross of Race Racism, the regional civil rights organization based right here on Long Island, exposing and addressing the devastating impact of historical and ongoing structural racism, particularly in public school education and housing. Housing is the key, ladies and gentlemen. The aforementioned Elaine Gross, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. Welcome back, Elaine. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you. And with Letitia James, the Attorney General of the state, in town yesterday. All eyes upon her, and you were there present. Give us an idea, an assessment, exactly the goings-on.
Well, the Attorney General did make an announcement that her office has opened up an investigation related to the actions of real estate agents. And this, of course, is in response to the extensive study that Newsday did using paired testers to determine whether or not the real estate agents were providing the same information to clients seeking to purchase homes, whether the client was a white person, a black person, a Hispanic, an Asian, and because of the results from that investigation, which showed significant differences in how people were treated when they compared for each racial group, when they compared them with whites, all the people of color with whites. The whites were shown homes in communities that they requested or in communities that fit the where there was homes that fit the requests. And the black testers, for example, almost half of them were being discriminated against. They were steered toward different communities. They were not shown homes in communities that were more white. They were not told the same thing about the community. Sometimes they would tell a white resident, well, you know, you really don't want to go there. It's not safe there, or you're concerned about schools or whatever. They would not give that same information to a black tester. In fact, they not only did they not give the warning, sometimes they would actually say, oh, that would be a great place for you. So the Attorney General yesterday was announcing that they have already opened up an investigation of their own related to the actions of real estate agents. Because it's an ongoing investigation, she did not share any details about it. Obviously, she did not say who they're looking at or exactly what they're doing at this point. But we were certainly very pleased to hear that she had taken this so seriously and had moved quickly to have her staff move into this investigation.
Talking about a three-year Long Island Divided investigation by Newsday, undercover testers, as Elaine described, hidden cameras, microphones. I think it was 40% of the 86 tests by equally qualified white minority potential homebuyers, fair housing experts, consulting by Newsday found evidence of disparate treatment, steering minority prospective buyers to minority neighborhoods. I tell you, it went on. Now, what do you think happens here? I mean, the investigation, the real estate companies and everything else, you know, we hope they get theirs. But what about, to me, the most important thing are these fair housing laws, Elaine? I think the state really needs to kind of elevate themselves regarding this and really accentuate to all regarding this. Do you think that'll happen? And if so, what?
Well, the actual state laws for fair housing are strong. And they were made even stronger by us and a coalition of other nonprofits because of the new protection for source of income. And but the problem is the enforcement has not been aggressive, and that is something that the state needs to do. Not only do we need to ensure that people are taken care of swiftly when they complain, but that it's swift and it's thorough, and that there are actions taken against those who have done the discrimination. And so in relationship to that last piece, the other state agency that has a role is the New York State Department of State Licensing Division, because the realtors who are violating the fair housing laws are not treating people fairly, which is part of the responsibility under their license. And you have to give people good information, the same information, et cetera. There was mention yesterday too of a new bill that has been put forward that would really explicitly say, if you violate the Fair Housing Act, then your license should be suspended or revoked, I guess, depending on the timing. I haven't actually pulled up that law myself yet, that new bill. But I think that the Department of State already has tools, and they haven't been using the tool, because these realtors are certainly not acting in a way that is in keeping with their responsibilities under their license. This new bill may well be even a stronger piece of legislation, if it became law, that would very explicitly say, okay, we're not just talking about your ethics. We're talking about you violated the law and you're going to lose your license. And I do think that the combination of that kind of action, along with the New York State Division of Human Rights, really being much more visible about the rights of people, and also much more visible about their intention of enforcing the law strongly, and of, there should be very strong consequences, heavy fines, plenty of publicity of the wrongdoers to make it really help discourage some people from doing the right thing, discourage them from doing the wrong thing, excuse me. We want people to do this because they're educated and they realize just how harmful it is to the victims, et cetera. However, the purpose of the law is to make sure that people do the right thing, whether or not they think, no matter what they think.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, to me, the only silver lining here is you have a law that is already present. The fact is, as you stated, Elaine, it has not been enforced properly. So, therefore, I think something will actually – I would like to see some revocations involved here of some of these agencies myself. But I feel like some of these state officials feel like they have a little bit of egg on their face, because you have a law that is present, yet nobody's watching the store, so to speak. Therefore, fully taken advantage of are these agencies in place, and thus the AG coming out yesterday. So I kind of get a good feeling that something will come down in a very tough way for some of these agencies.
I'm very hopeful that that will be the case as well. I have to say that there has been a rather strong response from a number of public officials indicating that they are appalled by this behavior and, you know, this should not be what is happening in 2019 in our region. But I do think that having the, as you said, the highest public, the highest enforcement official, the Attorney General, to come to Long Island and make those statements and indicate this investigation, that is sending an even stronger message than local public officials. And so I believe that perhaps this is really going to make a difference this time. It's very for us, those of us who are the nonprofits in this field, we have felt very frustrated because, as you know, when we have a lawsuit that shows housing discrimination, it, you know, maybe there'll be a little attention for a little amount of time, but most people don't pay attention to that. I think most people just say, oh, so there was one, you know, so you caught that one company and or that one landlord and that one management company, et cetera. The thing that is so powerful about Newsday's investigation is that they were able at the same time to show all across Long Island this same kind of behavior, this disparate treatment based on race, is happening. And so I'm really very optimistic about what can come from this.
Listen, I agree with you, and you're right. This was island-wide. It's not like one agency, one particular agency consolidated in a particular area did this. This was island-wide. You know, this was Nassau to Suffolk County there. And that's why, you know, sometimes these investigate. The only thing I'll say, because I know there's other investigations going on. We're covering the whole thing with New York American Water and the AG. I haven't heard a lot there. But I think in this particular case, it is out there. We've had the governor on several times. He has brought this up. You know, this is kind of a zero-tolerance deal right now. Law in place. It hasn't been enforced. Guess what? We got to throw the hammer down. That's why I think this particular investigation is going to be expedited to the point where you actually will see results, and I think you're going to see them rather quickly here.
I know that the Attorney General asked to have people call her office if they have been, they believe that they have been discriminated against. And, you know, she did say that she, you know, she may need to hold some public hearings to have people come and offer testimony. So this is a very fast moving situation. And it certainly was timely that, she was able to make this announcement Monday after Thanksgiving long weekend. Yeah, you know, not the ideal time for a press announcement, but she definitely came. There were a lot of people at this forum that she was at, and she gave this particular announcement about the investigation into this problem. She gave it prominence in her general comments about the office and what's been happening at the Attorney General's office. So I do believe that this is we're going to see some movement here. We're going to see some change.
Hopefully so. And again, you know, I think the best thing that people can do is put pressure on some of the local officials. I know Senator Gorham was present there yesterday. Assemblywoman Pierre, I know members of the NAACP, our Urban League, yourself was there. You know, it's all about putting pressure now on our local leaders. The more that is out there, I think the more of a result you're going to get there. So people cannot take their foot off the pedal here. That's the key.
Mm-hmm. Right. And we are, you mentioned some of my colleagues. We had a meeting yesterday, and we're pulling together very quickly a town hall to educate residents. We particularly want to make sure that residents of color really understand their rights and that they have an opportunity. We will have somebody there from Newsday. This town hall will happen next Tuesday, December 10th at 5:30. And so we are pulling that together very quickly and really wanting to make sure that people of color appreciate just how prevalent this issue is. As was mentioned in the Newsday articles, sometimes you're being a victim of this discrimination and you don't even realize it. Because the realtor, whether it's a realtor or whether you're going to a building or going to a home and inquiring, people might be very nice to you when they tell you, oh, but it's not available. You know, there really isn't anything over in that community, but I have something over here. Let me show you. And so we want to keep the momentum going, and we especially want to make sure that people of color understand this, that if they have an inkling that, wait a minute, I didn't see any homes or any apartments in these communities, that even though the realtor might have been very nice to them, they should know that they may have just received disparate treatment. They may have been discriminated against, and that they can take action as a result of that. So we are in the midst of nailing down all the details, but later today I will have something up on my website with the appropriate information. And so all of us are trying to take advantage of this opportunity to see if there can be some significant change, not just a kind of a moment where some people say, oh, that's terrible, and then the next moment they're on to the next headline. And I believe that the Attorney General's coming out with this investigation will help all of us keep attention focused on housing discrimination on Long Island.
No question. Go to the website, racismny.org. Look for that information that Elaine was talking about. Very important stuff next week. I'm sure she'll keep us apprised as well. And again, complaints to the AG's office, ladies and gentlemen. You can make a phone call. You can go online. The phone number is 212-416-8250. That's 212-416-8250, or by email, civilrights@ag.ny.gov. Once again, civilrights@ag.ny.gov. Elaine Gross, doing it all. We'll keep on top of this. Keep us posted. Anything we can do to help, let us know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it? The one thing, folks, these state officials do not want, especially when laws are in place and taken advantage of, is they don't want to be shown as far as full embarrassment here. That's what is happening. You have housing laws in place, but they haven't been enforced. Therefore, that's why you saw the AG come out quickly yesterday. I think you will have a very quick investigation, and you're going to see some very stiff penalties in place soon. No question.